Regina Dawn Akers as an example, some of us have very busy lives, and we aren't going to be in the sanctuary hanging out all of the time. And I know that's true of many of you, too. We just can't. So one good question to ask is, what would be so interesting to me that in spite of the fact I'm busy, I would come into the room for that? Like, that would be so interesting, I would make time for that. Because, you know, we all make time for things that are important to us. So those are the kinds of things I'm looking for from you all, is what would be so interesting that I would come in for that. And what I will share with you, some people have told me they couldn't be here tonight, and so they sent me their answers in email, so I already have a list. And just to kind of get us started, I will start by sharing with you what some people have sent to me already. And then we'll see what ideas you all have as well, or anything else that you want to share while we're having this conversation. So the first thing that was shared with me was a Paramahansa Yogananda study group. That would be a weekly study group. There's actually a book that he wrote for weekly study groups. So that's one possibility. If we get to a new platform other than Pal Talk where we have video, one person suggested yoga classes via video. Actually, several people have shown interest in having a 12 steps group. And in fact, I have a meeting with someone this Thursday who might be someone who would come in and lead a 12 steps group. But a lot of people showed interest in that. One person showed interest in an NTI study group. At least one person, maybe a couple others, showed interest in a minister's discussion group. Now, this doesn't mean that if you're not a minister, you couldn't come. It doesn't mean that at all. But the people who go through our two-year MPP program, when the MPP program ends, they want to continue to join with the people they went through the program with in some way and continue to discuss spiritual topics. So they were talking about a minister's discussion group just to bring them all into the room at a certain time together. But everyone would be welcome. Don't misunderstand the title as something you couldn't participate in. And they did suggest a new topic each week to make sure it stays focused. Schedule meditation time. About 50% of the people who have talked about this want guided meditation. And about 50% of the people want just quiet music, so it would probably be both in some way. Joe Goldsmith, as I mentioned. The Jesus Trilogy Study Group, especially if we could get Gina Lake, who is the scribe of the Jesus Trilogy, to come and be a facilitator. Sharing from Brent Haskell's books. Here's another 12 steps suggestion. 12 Steps Side by Side by Betty Jean Cundiff. Richard Rohr, Center for Action and Contemplation. Bentinho Massaro's teachings. Maybe even recruit one of his. He has people who have already gone through his program. They're called Adepts, A-D-E-P-T. Maybe get an Adept to come. And lead us through a Bentinho teaching. Also, people have suggested improvements to how we do our schedule, how our schedule is actually posted on the website. One person said it's just, you know, for the most part, it's a bunch of names of a bunch of people I've never heard of. Instead of a bunch of names of a bunch of people, how about the name of a program? You know, what are they talking about? What's being offered during that time slot? And even being able to click on it and read a little bit about the program, read a little bit about the facilitator or presenter, so it gives you an idea of what's going on. Another person said it would be nice to find a way to make the sanctuary classes more inviting for insecure people, people who are a little shy. For example, again, a better description of the program, but including information like, is this program interactive? Like, am I supposed to participate? Or is it more of a lecture-style teaching? Am I just supposed to listen? If I am supposed to participate, in what way? Am I supposed to be preparing in advance? Is there something I'm supposed to read in advance? You know, how do I participate appropriately? So some people are just shy, and they want a little more direction regarding a specific thing on the calendar. You know, if I come into the room, how am I supposed to be? Because they don't want to come in here and not be appropriate, like not participate if they're supposed to, or trying to take the mic if they're supposed to be just listening. Also, we had a suggestion for shorter programs. For example, maybe have people come in and offer a class that's just for 6 weeks. Because some people feel like they could commit to something that was 6 weeks long, maybe, or 8 weeks long, and give their total commitment to it and participate. But some of the stuff that just goes on forever and ever and ever is a little more difficult for them to commit to. So that's the stuff that I have on the list so far. Now, right now, I see you guys have been writing a little bit. It looks like the one thing I see right now is Nisargadatta that I didn't read. A Nisargadatta... probably I Am That. Is this what you're referring to? Study group? Okay, more guest speakers. More guest speakers. And I might sometimes turn the mic over to you guys. In fact, if you want to share, if you have a lot to say about what you think would improve the room, please put up your hand. Also, qualified, of course, so qualified guest speakers. Yeah, that is one thing that I'm hearing, although we all love all of us. I don't want to imply that we don't. We all love all of us. I am hearing that people want to hear someone that they can kind of, you know, for lack of better words, learn from. Somebody that's ahead of them on the path, rather than always listening to people who are sharing the same thing that they're sharing in their half hour, you know, without any variety. Okay, so one thing Barb has said is, what about the hours of the room? Are you saying that maybe the room shouldn't be open all the time? What about how long the room is open? Maybe less hours? Just confirm with me that's what you're saying, because that's how I'm interpreting it. Yes, less hours. Dance says, I meant like a CSL minister, for example, that knows this stuff. I don't know what a CSL minister is. If you could let me know that would be appreciated. Sonia says, I'd like to see an interview hour where we bring in guest speakers every week, same time, varied teachings. So an interview hour. Same time each week, but different teachings. Okay, Center for Spiritual Living, similar to Unity. Okay, so yeah, so not only spiritual teachers, but maybe ministers from Unity, ministers from Unitarian, ministers from, you know, different things with different topics. Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, so qualified speakers, yeah. All right. What else have we got? And again, please put up your hand if there's anything you want to share. A movie review or a book review of a spiritual course. So you mean somebody coming in here and telling you about a movie or telling you about a book just enough so that you will know if you want to go and read it. Is that true? So that you don't have to read all the books in the world yourself. Somebody's helping you, giving you some ideas. Okay, Rayla says, book studies of various books. All right. Or tell us of a book and then we study and discuss. Okay. So you're really also talking about book studies then as well. Let's see. Or the author of the book. Yeah, have more actual authors in the room coming and sharing on their books. It'd be great if we could get authors/scribes to come and lead studies of their own books. But I'd still love it to be as interactive as possible. I don't know how you guys feel. Authors or scribes sharing from their books. Like if we could get Mary Perrone in here with A Course of Love and, you know, like I said, Gina Lake maybe with the Jesus Trilogy, Some Talk, Many Questions. Not exactly certain what Some Talk, Many Questions means, Sonia. But, the book club, which is back with the book studies, the various books kind of thing, have a book club. So you might do one book and then do another book and then do another book together in that same time slot. some teaching and some interaction. Yeah, from the authors and the scribes. Okay, good. Okay, and then Jacqueline, it's funny because I've actually thought of you for this one that you're suggesting many times, Jacqueline. I thought, wouldn't it be great if Jacqueline would come in and do a movie thing, you know? And here you are suggesting it. I think that's funny. but yeah, I have thought of movies, and if we can't do the movies in the room, you know, it could almost be like a sign, like everybody watch this movie and then we're going to come back and discuss it and maybe even play some clips or something like that. But yeah, set up the movie, everybody goes off and watches it, then you return and discuss. Okay, good. So set up, watch, return, and discuss. That would be great. And Jacqueline would be a great one to lead that. She really knows a lot of good movies. Danza says, I can help Jay with the schedule. Actually, Lynn does the schedule. So it would be Lynn Johnson that you would be helping with the schedule. And I'm sure she would appreciate that help. And you don't need to know programming. We use WordPress. It's very easy. I do the site. Not Jay, me. I do almost everything on the site. He occasionally helps me a little, but it's for the most part me. Yeah. yeah, like Revolver would be a movie. Exactly. Exactly. What other ideas have we got? Or does anybody else want to take the mic? You know, like Jay said this morning, you know, he said something about he likes to hear a voice other than his own. I do too. I like to hear a voice other than mine. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know what? Actually, you just remind me of another question. You're saying meditation in the morning, afternoon, or night. But here's another question I want to ask, and I think this is important. When would you come into the room? Like, if we threw up one of these programs at 3 in the afternoon on a Wednesday, would you be here? Does it matter? Or if we close the room sometimes, you know, and we're only open sometimes, I think we need to start talking about that. So let me ask a question, a very specific question, so that everybody's answering the same question. Okay, so we have, I am more of a daytime than an evening. Why don't we just, everybody who thinks they would come in more in the daytime, why don't you just write DT on the board? Let me see how many DTs I get. How many people would be more likely to come into the room during the day? I don't know what FT is. Is that supposed to be a DT? ST, is that, are these all supposed to be DTs? Okay, so we have quite a few DTs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 DTs. 8 daytime people. All right, I just want to make sure we're done with the daytime people before I switch. How many of you would be more likely to come? Okay, there's another daytime person. That's 9. How many of you people would be more likely to come in the evening? Oh, it's 6 people. Some people typed more than once. Okay, thanks, Igor. How many of you are more likely to come in the evening? We have 1, 2. We have a couple evening people. Is that it? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, a lot more, a lot of evening people as well. Okay, a lot of evening people. So evening is more prime time than day. Is that true? Evening is more prime time. Okay, what about weekends? And let's do Saturday and Sunday different. How many of you, okay, Danza says she's both. Okay, good. How many of you are more likely to come in on a Saturday? Saturday. We have Barb. We have Stephanie. Okay, we have 3, 4, 5. Okay, so we Saturday is also a good time. How about Sunday? Sunday. Okay. So far it's really looking like people will come in almost any time. Let's ask this question. How many of you are likely to come in the room late at night? And by late at night, I mean after the contemplation. The contemplation is usually 10 p.m. Eastern time. After the contemplation and be here, you know, the wee hours of the night. How many of you guys are middle of the night folks? Okay, so if we wanted to start closing the room down after the contemplation at night and then reopening it, maybe 6 in the morning Eastern time, would that be acceptable if we were just closed at night but we were open, you know, during the day, in the evening hours, and on weekends? Okay, everybody seems to be okay. Let's try this. Is there anybody? Oh, I see your hand dances. I'll turn over in a second. Sorry, I was looking at all the yeses and stuff on the board. Let me ask one more question, dances, and I'll turn it over to you. Is there anybody here who really feels they would be missing out on something if we closed at night? Anybody that says, please stay open in the middle of the night? Dances says yes to that. Larry says yes to that. So we have a couple people that want to open in the middle of the night. Okay, Dances, I'm going to turn the mic over to you.
I think initially when we were able to leave the room more often, open all night, we had more people who were able to do that. Like Rep Wayne was here. I know Larry still is here a lot. What I was thinking though is that maybe it wouldn't be like every night if someone is willing to commit to, you know, being here late and wants to be, then they could be responsible for closing the room if, you know, a set time or whatever, like if nobody's here or, you know, something along those lines. Is something kind of work that out? Maybe not even if it's every night, but we could put it on the schedule. You know, according to, like, weekends, people tend to be up more, a lot. And then for people across the world, you know, our Australia people and so forth, some of them like to come in. It's their daytime. But anyway, initially that's what was going on, but then we lost some of our late-night people for health reasons and so forth. So I just wanted to mention that. Dropping the mic. Thank you very much. This is awesome stuff.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you guys all participating because, you know, otherwise I would just be throwing darts in the dark. You know, sometimes when I come into the room now, sometimes there's only 2 or 3 people here. And, again, I would love to see if we could create programs that just had more people interested. Also, like I said, we have a lot of MPP people who don't seem to come into the room. A lot of the people who go to our retreats don't come into the sanctuary. So I also need to talk to those people and find out what would make them more interested. I don't see a lot of people here that aren't usually in the sanctuary anyway. Is there anybody here? And, you know, of course I'm asking this question not to make you look, you know, not to make you stand out, but is there anybody here who doesn't come into the sanctuary usually that wants to share what would attract you into the sanctuary? Rayla says, I rarely come. Rayla, of course, you've shared a couple things, Nisargadatta. You shared the Paramahansa Yogananda. Oops, I lost sound. Let me know if it comes back. Okay, it's back. Good. That happens sometimes. Is there anything else, Rayla, that would really attract you into the room? Sandy says, I'm here for Sunday service and meetings like this and guest speakers. Is there anything else, Sandy, that would really attract you into the room? And again, I'm not asking people to live here. You know, there are some that do. Yeah, there are people that live in the room. But yeah, Larry's not telling the truth right now. He says he's really, yeah, that's not true. You know, some of us really can't come all the time. I used to try to come, you know, back again when I was trying to make people think that I was a certain kind of president, minister, and I thought I should be in the room, and I used to try and come. But the truth is I found I couldn't have my attention torn between the room and my work, and I really do have a lot of work to do. So I had to stop trying to be here all the time and just come for certain things. And I know a lot of people are like that. You can't come all the time. So if you can only come once a week or twice a week, what is it you would come for? This is what I want to know. What is it that you would put it on your calendar and you'd say, boy, when I can, I'm going to be there for that because that is so exciting to me. Anybody have anything to share? Michael Langford. Well, there's a good one. I don't know if I can make that happen, but I'll write it on my list. I will tell him. I've asked him to come before. I've asked him to come a couple times. Haven't got a yes yet, but I will keep asking. I'm here for Lynn's study group and for interesting speakers. Igor, tell me what an interesting speaker is. What makes it interesting? Ken says study groups for all of the MPP classes. Francine says satsang. She comes for satsang and Sunday morning services. So if we had more satsang-like speakers, like we had a suggestion for a weekly interview, would you maybe come for the weekly interview, depending on who the speakers were? Dolores, I'm turning the mic over to you.
Can you hear me? Seems like I can only see my comments. I can't see anyone else's comments. But I come for guidance. I come to hear. I know we're an assembly of equals, but I come to get guidance on daily living. So I come for people who are ahead of me. And, that's what I come for. And, I have it on at work and I really can't really pay a close attention to it. So I'll look like I'm in the room, but, you know, I'll catch some things that will just kind of help me in my day. And I was working two jobs. I was working on Saturday nights from 10 in the morning till 6 in the morning. So I would have it on, and I could really focus on it then as well. But I don't have two jobs any longer. So, but that's what I come for guidance. And so I do want people that are ahead of me and share kind of from their own personal journeys. So letting go of the mic.
Yeah, I understand that. You're right. Even though we're assembly of equals, you know, people can be ahead of us on the path, and I'm like you. I like to listen to someone who's ahead of me. I'm seeing people are mentioning, I think it's certain audios you'd like to see played. I think people are saying they would like to see more Wapnick. Would you like to have would Matt Kahn be a special guest? Some of these special guests, I think before we can get them here, we do need to get more people in the room. Like I said, sometimes you come into the room, there's six people here. Matt Kahn's probably not going to come for six people. If we start getting to where we have like an interview hour and where we have 80 and 100 people showing up, we have a lot better chance of getting bigger names. The more people that show up in the room, the more people we can get to come. So, again, you know, this could turn into kind of a snowball. We start with what we can. We increase interest in the room, and then we can get things that are even more interesting. That's kind of the way it works. So some of these people won't come until there's more interest in the room first. It needs to work kind of that way. Yeah, getting the word out. Communication is great. I communicate as best as I can, but I'm only one person. If you guys can, you know, when there's something happening in the room, post it on your Facebook page too, or let your friends know too, or your local course group know too. Again, the more people we get in the room, the, for lack of better words, higher level speakers we can get in the room as well. And the more all of us work on that, the better. But I have some questions. I thank you. I've seen a few people type something about Ken Wapnick, more Ken Wapnick. I also saw an Adya Shanti. I saw a Matt Kahn. Would you guys like hours that are listed on the schedule that are just audios, like, for example, every Monday at 2 o'clock, Ken Wapnick audios. You know, every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, you'll hear Adya Shanti. Do you want times when you know you can come in and listen to a particular audio? Yes. Okay, so you want to, knowing what audios you're coming to hear would be good. Instead of just coming here and hearing a random audio. Okay, so I saw Ken Wapnick as somebody who would be interesting, I think, as a regular audio play. Who else would you guys like to see as a regular audio play that maybe has enough stuff and is enough interest that we play them all the time? Adyashanti and Matt Kahn. Okay, Igor says, Regina, I see Pal Talk as not a very friendly platform in general, and it may be a barrier for new people who are not very good with computers. Len said you are planning to move some other platform. Can you tell us about that? We are looking at other platforms. Oh, wait, let me write down Gangaji. We are looking at other platforms, but so far the ones that we've looked at either... they either don't meet our requirements, like we couldn't have the interactivity that we have here, or they actually are more complicated than Pal Talk. So if somebody has a problem with Pal Talk, they would have more of a problem with some of these other, you know, sometimes as people get fancier with their programs, then also it just gets more complicated. So we're still looking. But we're trying to find something that will meet our requirements for interactivity and be simple. Okay, let me see. I'm getting behind on this writing of audios here. Let's see. Is John Mundy an audio person, Lynn? Do you want to hear audios? Or are you hoping to get John Mundy in the room more? Same thing with Cortana. Do you want to come in and just hear Cortana music for half an hour, Sonia? Mari Perrone, is that an audio? Okay, so these are all audios. So John Mundy, audios, Cortana music, I think, is that what we're seeing? I could listen to Cortana for half an hour. I do sometimes sit and listen to Cortana for half an hour, but is that what you're saying? Or Cortana teachings? Mari Perrone, is that an audio suggestion? Marianne Williamson, I'm assuming that's audio. We have had Marianne Williamson in the room once upon a time. She has been here. That was back when we were still ACIM Gather. Okay, so lots of Marianne Williamson. Gary Renard, David Hoffmeister. Audios, are we still talking? We can probably get them to come in the room sometimes, not all the time because of their travel schedules, but we can get them in the room sometimes. Carrie Triffitt, is that audios? Are there a lot of Carrie Triffitt audios? Might be able to get her to come in the room, though, and teach. I think she's been taking a little hiatus from teaching, but I talked to her about that recently, and we may be able to get her in here. Intermittent music suggestions throughout, like throughout the day. Anthony DeMello, I don't know who that person is, so I have no comment about whether we can get them in here or not. Is that an audio suggestion? Don't know who that is. Audio. Okay, it's an audio suggestion. Okay, good, good. Yeah, I think it would be good. I also think it would be nice if things were scheduled. Regina, can we address the radio listeners who do not have computers? In what way, Sonia? Can I turn the mic over to you so you can tell me more about your question?
Hey, good evening, everyone. I have Carla texting me. We do our Course in Miracles meeting in the morning. We do conference calls. And there are two or three of them who, Carla doesn't happen to have a computer. Hey, Carla, if you're listening. But other folks just don't have Pal Talk on their computer because, for whatever reason, they're annoyed by Pal Talk. But they do listen on the radio frequently. And so Carla especially is trying, she's an Awakening Together member, but she has no computer. And so she just wants to know that she's valuable and that she does listen in the middle of the night. She listens to the recordings. And she wants to know that, you know, are we going to still appreciate the people who listen on the radio? And I'll hand the mic over to you. And then the other thing is, do we know how many people do listen on the radio? Do we have any clue who we're reaching, when we're reaching them? And do we have any way of finding out? And love you. Thank you.
Uh, Yeah, as far as radio people, especially if you're listening on the radio to this right now and you're like, oh, I have ideas, but, you know, I'm not able to share them, I want to let you know you can email your ideas to me. So if you're listening on the radio and you want to share your thoughts about what you'd like in the sanctuary or the times that you show up or anything that you're hearing, just send an email to reginadonakers@yahoo.com and let me know. Also, everybody who is in the room, if there's an idea that's not striking you now, but you wake up in the middle of the night with an idea, or in the shower tomorrow you have this idea, or 6 months from now you have this idea, at any time feel free to let me know. Okay, this is not like your only chance to share ideas. how will they email me? Or I guess they can call me. They can call me on the phone, 719-647-0560. You can call, and if I don't answer, leave a message telling me what you would like. 719-647-0560. That is a house phone, so you can't text that number. I don't typically give out my cell phone number just because then I would get too many phone calls when I'm doing things like hiking and stuff like that. Well, I don't really want the phone calls. But so you can't text me at that number, but you can call and you can leave a message, or you can email me if you have, like, email on your phone. Even if you don't have a computer, you might have email. You can also write me a letter. You know, you guys remember the old-fashioned thing called letter? You can write me a letter and send it to 1048 West Stallion Drive. 1048 West Stallion Drive, Pueblo, West Colorado, 81007. 1048 West Stallion Drive, Pueblo, West Colorado, 81007. All right, let's see. What else have we got going on here? MPP text sampling. Okay, still seems suggestions are course heavy. Snail mail, perhaps, yeah. So a lot of the teachers that have been suggested are course is what I think I'm hearing. Still pretty heavy on the course, and people still want to see some variety of other teachings. Wouldn't it be great if we could get some kind of a Buddhist teacher in here, for example, maybe an actual Sufi teacher in here, for example, right? Things like that. So really get teachers from other traditions that still have the clarity, that aren't caught up in their religion, we'll call it, but teachers from other traditions. Okay, good. Yeah, I see lots of yeses on that. So we're very interested in hearing from teachers of other traditions. Okay, a variety without leaving anyone out. Yeah, all right. So Carolyn Miss and Richard Rohr on the audio list. Sonia says, I know an Art of Living teacher who give her eye teeth to visit. And then something about maybe she was a course student. Now, I don't know what Art of Living is, Sonia, but she was a course student. Okay, feel free to send me that information. I told you guys that I might have a 12 steps teacher. Rayla sent me the information of a teacher who does 12 steps, but also does 12 steps with the course for people who want to awakening. And I have a phone meeting with him this Thursday. So if you guys know of people who you think might become interested in coming into the room, whether they would do it one time or even if they might want to do a weekly program, like this 12 steps teacher will be talking about a weekly program, feel free to send me that information. Let's see. I wrote Richard Rohr down. Someone from Russia, like Igor. Okay, let's get someone from Russia. Let's see. Dansa says she can help with the 12-step stuff. I think we have a lot of 12-steppers here, too. So, like I said, I saw lots of interest in the 12-step program. So I think that will probably be bringing. Lots of people had interest in that. It's about 2 minutes after 7, and I can stay if we have more. If we don't have more, I can go either way. The meeting was intended to be an hour meeting, but usually there's nothing after this. So we can go as long as we need to unless we're just drying up. Does anybody have this hour? Anybody sitting there thinking, oh, this is my hour? Yeah, nothing is planned yet. That's what I thought. My belly's a little hungry, but it can wait. My belly thinks it's supper time. It has plans. Kathy says she just ate for me. Yeah, it's hard to eat and teach at the same time, so. Are there any questions I haven't asked? Are you sitting there thinking, boy, Regina should ask us this, and she hasn't yet? Can we do another meeting to regroup? I'll tell you what we were thinking about, Dance, is we were thinking about turning this into a written survey and send the written survey out. Next Sunday we already have something. Next Sunday, Liz Cronkite is coming. It's our monthly satsang. Next Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Liz Cronkite is going to be our guest. So we are already booked for next Sunday. Okay, so there's a new suggestion, which I think we probably do this, but still having it in the schedule, repeat programs from earlier. And again, having it in the schedule so people know when they can show up and hear these things. Because I think that's part of it, is a lot of stuff in the schedule just shows as open. Will there be a daily meditation time? I know that that's one of the things I would like to see. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the daily meditation time for a moment. We need to talk in one time zone so that, you know, I'm not misunderstanding the answers. So let's talk in Eastern time. So everybody convert your local time into Eastern time. What time, if you were going to come in and sit and meditate with us, what time would you want to come Eastern time? If it's a time frame, like if you could come between... Yeah, Prudence is too early for me too. Exactly. 6 Eastern is too early for me. So what time would work for you? For example, okay, so we're seeing 7 or 8, 8. What other times we got? 7, 8. And again, thinking Eastern time. 7 or 8 might, you know, I would also say 9 would work for me. I don't know how it is because there's another 9. 7, 8 for meditation. If you're going to come in and meditate, there's another 9 Eastern, another 9 Eastern. Jay is saying at night also after contemplation for half an hour. That's a great idea. After contemplation at night. Also replay Prudence later. 9, okay. So I'm seeing more 9s than anything else. Those of you who said 7 or 8, would you also be able to make 9? Okay, Rayla says she could make 9. Larry says bright and early, like 11 a.m. Larry, you can catch the nighttime meditation. How's that? Bright and early, like 11. Okay, so the majority of people are saying 9 a.m., which is, of course, 6 a.m. Pacific, right? So 9 a.m. Eastern. That's, you know, a lot of people can be out of bed by then. Okay, my next question about meditation. How many people are interested in, no, it's the other way around. 9 a.m. Eastern is 6 a.m. Pacific. Yeah. How many of you are 9 a.m. is 8 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Mountain. So how many of you all are interested in guided meditation? Okay, I'm seeing nonviolent communication, so I'm writing that down. But how many of you are interested in guided meditation? Sometimes. Okay, sometimes. How many of you are interested in just having music played and you just come and sit and meditate? Sometimes. So what I'm hearing, music with no words, yes, dances, absolutely. So what I'm hearing is we need both. We need both guided meditations, and this needs to be in the schedule. So if you know it's a guided meditation or if it's just music and come and sit silently to the music. What about the length of time? How many of you would want to come and sit for only 30 minutes? And that's all the time that you would have. 30 minutes. Go ahead and write either 30 minutes or 60 minutes. Do that, everyone. Write 30 or 60 in the room so we know what we're looking at. 47 minutes, Dansa says. Okay, it looks like we have a combinations of 30s and 60s. So maybe some days 30, some days 60. Yeah, okay, so both 30 and 60, both guided and music. So a little bit of variety there. So maybe not the same thing every day. Yeah, all right. Let me ask you this. If you're a person who meditates for 60, like I meditate for 60, would you come for 30 or would you not come on 30 meditation days? Yes, you would come. No, you would not come if you're a 60 person meditator. You would still come for the 30 and then go on your own. I would do both, okay? Let me ask another question. Let's do the opposite. If you're a 30 person, would you still come for 60 and then maybe just leave early if you were done? Would you still come if it was... Okay, so either way, everybody would still come. Okay, good. That's nice to know. Isn't this fun? I love learning from you all like this. And again, even though we're discussing it now, like I said, if you get any ideas at any time, you are always free to email me. Would it be interesting to know how many people here are from the eastern part and how many people here are from the Wild Wild West? Okay, tell you what, everyone. For those of you in the United States, write in your time zone. If you're out of the country, tell us what country you're in. Okay, so write in your time zone. If you're out of the country, tell us what country you're in. We have Pacific, Central, Mountain, Pacific, Pacific, Mountain, Mountain, East, East, Mountain. Canada, can you tell us whether you're, do you have the same times as us? Can you tell us whether you're Eastern or Mountain or what? Eastern, Eastern, Pacific. So we're really spread all over. Pacific. Okay, we're spread all over. And that's one of the things we just have to work with here is the fact that we're spread all over. But that's a good reason for some of the programs being repeated at a later time. You know, like Prudence, right? Prudence is just too dang early for those of us who are on the West. Even me, I'm an early bird, but she's 4 a.m. my time. I am not going to get up and be awake for Prudence. Unless I'm having insomnia. No way. That's right. No way. So let me ask you guys this, especially you West Coasters, but anybody. Are there certain programs you would like to see replayed at a later time? Are there certain programs that you would like me to write down that you want replay on? You want replay on satsangs? Lynn and Lewis. We're looking for certain things that you definitely want replay on. Prudence. Sunday service. Anything else? Okay, and Nancy says she listens to the recordings when she can, like the Guiding Light and the Seven Steps. Sonia says, what a great idea. So she likes Myron and Nancy. I assume, is that Nancy Sullivan? Nonviolent Communication, Seven Steps. The Silent Meditations, replay them. All right. Oh, is that supposed to be a joke? I thought he meant the music. Was that a joke? Should I cross that out? The special speakers like you, Dove, Barb. I don't think Dove, Barb, and I knew that we were special speakers. Did you know that, Barb? Stephen and Nancy. Stephen has great stories. Okay. By the way, one thing I wanted to tell you is when we start the interactive groups. Like we have the Course in Miracles group now that Igor is in. We are starting to record those groups and add them to the Awakening Together website. Right now, the Course in Miracles is the only group that we have. Okay, NTI. I have another question about NTI in a moment, so I'll ask that in a second. But right now, Course in Miracles is the only really group that we have. But if you go to our website and you go to Interact, you'll see where it says something about sanctuary groups. And then on the side, it says A Course in Miracles. That's where the recordings are going to be. Once the Sufi group starts, the Sufi group recordings will be there. If we start other groups, interactive groups, the recordings will be there. So if you're in a group but you miss it 1 week or something, you can go and listen. If it's a group you'd like to go to but it's not at a time when you can make it, you can go and listen. So these interactive groups are being added under the Interact menu on the Awakening Together website. Now, NTI. Do you guys still want the NTI daily lesson? We've done that, I don't know, maybe 5 years in a row where we teach it 7 days a week. Do you still want the NTI daily lesson with different teachers? Okay, you do still want NTI daily lesson. Is anyone interested in a weekly NTI study group? A weekly NTI study group. Okay, so maybe also a weekly. And I happen to know the scribe of that book. So although some of these books are a little harder to get the scribe, that one might be easy. So a weekly NTI study group. Let's see. Let me mention some of the other study groups we've talked about. Yeah, it would be interaction. Absolutely, it would be interaction, the NTI study group. I'm not going to teach NTI. I've done enough of that. It would be an NTI study group. Let me just mention some other study groups that might be possible to see where interest is with the group. We had the Paramahansa Yogananda weekly study group. Who would be interested in a Paramahansa Yogananda weekly study group? You have one. We have a question mark, a maybe, I think that is. Okay, what about Nisargadatta Maharaj? I am that. Nisargadatta Maharaj. There's a yes, a yes, a yes, a yes, maybe. Okay, so a little more on the Nisargadatta Maharaj. Yes, Rebecca says. Let's see, what were some of these other... What about the 12 steps group? Yes, yes. Yes. Maybe. No. Okay, I did have a lot of people ask for that on the outside, so I think the 12 steps group does maybe have some interest. But okay, what about the Jesus Trilogy study group? Some yeses on the Jesus Trilogy, okay. Yes, Rebecca, okay, yes, yes, maybe. Okay, what about maybe, or you, I guess maybe the question mark saying you just don't know what these are. The Jesus Trilogy was scribed by Gina Lake. Yeah, scribed by Gina Lake. It's pretty good. I mean, I've read part of it. It's pretty good. And if you don't know anything about some of these, then that's okay if you don't vote. And if the groups start, you might come and check it out and then see. What about A Course of Love? Yes, yes. Two yeses so far on A Course, three yeses. Okay, another yes, and maybe, maybe. Yes. What about Way of Mastery? Really, were you writing that while I was thinking it? Is somebody voting twice? Is somebody not being fair? Yes, yes, maybe, yes, a maybe Way of Mastery. What about the Sufi group I'm planning to do? Anybody want to do that, or should I forget about it? The Sufi group. Yes. Nancy says anything that prompts dialogue. Okay, yes on the Sufi group. Okay, good. I will do that then. Is there something that I haven't just now thrown out that you think would make a good group? Remember, we already have a Course in Miracles group. Journey Beyond Words. Wouldn't it be great if I could talk Brent Haskell into coming and doing that? I am willing to talk to him about that. A Journey Beyond Words group. Please, please, he is great. Yeah. I think I'll tell you the truth about Brent Haskell as I understand it. Now, you know, you can always misperceive someone. But Brent Haskell did come into the room once. And this was back before the etiquette was in place. And I think that some of the stuff he saw happening in the room, he was not at all excited about, and he has not been back. But what I can do is talk to him about how the room has changed. But he has been here before. But you know, you guys, some of you guys remember what used to be written here. okay, Sonia says, lost my power. We're having a storm. What did I miss? We were just talking about what kind of study groups we might want in the room. Journey Beyond Words was discussed. I said I might even talk to Brent, see if we can get... I would love to get Brent Haskell leading Journey Beyond Words. Mari Perrone leading Course of Love. Gina Lake leading Jesus Trilogy, et cetera, et cetera. I would love it. That would be wonderful if we could get that kind of stuff happening. And I'm at least willing to ask. You know, I'm at least willing to ask. And I'm certain that if we got those kind of people in the room, then maybe more would come. And then again, as more come, we might be able to get, quote, bigger names in the room. So Brent Haskell looks like Baskin Robbins. Okay, now you're making me really hungry, Dances. Has Brent shared any new stuff with you? He hasn't shared any new stuff with me at this point. I don't even know for sure if there is new stuff. But you guys do know that he's going to be our retreat leader at the winter retreat, February 26 to 28 in Canyon City. He's very excited about that. And he and I will have a meeting at his house in January to kind of talk about what that's going to look like. So maybe then I'll find out if there's any new material or not. But he is very, very excited to come and do our retreat. So, see. I didn't understand your comment, Rayla, if you want to retype it. It was, yeah. Carl Jr.'s, isn't that a hamburger, Igor? You know about hamburgers? Can you tape and sell the tapes? We've had suggestions from people about recording the retreats. The problem is, right now we still don't have a lot of really strong volunteer staff. Most of what gets done by me or Lynn, and then soon also Jacqueline. And I investigated, I looked into the kind of sound equipment we would need to record retreats, and to be absolutely honest, it was just above my head. I wouldn't know how to do it. So until somebody shows up that really understands how to record retreats and is willing to record retreats, I don't think we can. Now Larry isn't willing. He's not willing. Yeah, he's not willing. And remember, he lives in Hawaii too. He doesn't live in the state, so he would be very expensive to fly over, and you guys would have to pay for that. Your costs would go up. So we need someone who's now we do have a donor who's willing to buy the equipment, and the equipment is not cheap. But I told her, I said, I don't want to waste your money. If we bought the Larry Lawhorn, I thought we were talking about Larry Sire. I don't know if Larry Lawhorn know how to work that kind of equipment. Yeah, Larry Sire knows how to work that kind of equipment, but he's not nearby anymore. But we would need someone who would really want to be a volunteer that Larry says he does. We would need someone who would really want to be a volunteer who was willing to come and do this consistently if we invested in that equipment. So if Larry Lawhorn, if you are willing, or if somebody else is willing, please contact me and we'll talk about that. We have a volunteer we have a donor who's willing to buy the equipment, but I didn't want to waste her money on the equipment when I don't know how to run it all. I mean, there's a mixer, there's microphones, there's just all kinds of stuff that there were words, you know, when I was reading up on the equipment, there were words I didn't even understand. So I wasn't gonna buy the stuff. So as well as volunteering. Well, this is more of an interview job than just a, hey, I'll volunteer. He needs to call me. We need to talk about this. Because this equipment costs thousands of dollars, and I'm not going to spend somebody else's thousands of dollars unless I know more about what's going on here. So, so I'm glad Larry's volunteering, but this is a bigger commitment than that. Yeah. So so we need to look into it a little deeper. But Larry, if you want to call me, you know, not now, I'm busy, but call me or email me and let's schedule a meeting. That's the best thing to do, Larry, because I do have a very full calendar almost every day. So email me and we will schedule a meeting to talk about it. Yeah. Like I said, the equipment costs thousands of dollars, and we don't want to, even though the donor is very willing, we don't want to waste the money. We need to, it seems to me this is something we need to do with what I would call due diligence. It seems respectful. Yeah. It seems respectful. And, we have the suggestion, just use your cell phone, but that wouldn't work. You know, you can't have the speaker holding a cell phone next to their mouth during a retreat, and if the cell phone is laying down nearby, it doesn't pick it up well. So this is, you know, it needs to be done in a certain way. But we can do it if we get the volunteer. We have the donor to buy the equipment. And if the volunteer is willing to, you know, be committed and come to all of our retreats, that kind of thing. You know, like Bentinho, right? Bentinho has a person who goes to all of his retreats and records every single one of them, right? It's a committed person. That's what we need, a committed person. It'd be a committed volunteer staff member. Let's see, anything else that I haven't asked? Jacqueline says she can be on that team. Well, Jacqueline, we can talk about that. I didn't know you knew how to work the mixers and all that kind of stuff. Or maybe you're saying you can learn. I don't know. But we can talk about that. But, yeah, this person wanted us to be able to – yeah, you don't. Yeah, it's really complicated. Like I said, when I was reading about the equipment, I couldn't even understand the paragraphs I was reading. They have a whole language. You know, and there's all different cables. You have to know what to hook all the different cables up to. It's, you know, there are people who know how to do that stuff, but I am not one of those people. But it is nice because we have decided to do all of our retreats in Colorado now. We've decided that. And so if we bought the equipment and kept it at my house, we would be able to easily get it to all the retreats. Now, you can't fly around with that kind of equipment, but you can put it in a car and drive it up to a nearby retreat center. So, again, it's just the committed staff member that we would need. That's the only thing we're missing, somebody who knows how to do it and knows how to get the stuff up on YouTube. And Jacqueline's going to be learning how to do podcasts. We're going to start doing some podcasts. We have a volunteer that's financing Jacqueline's training on that. So we are getting some, you know, we are starting to maybe move into offering more things just because people are showing up that are willing to pay for it or whatever. Will you be doing a spring or a summer retreat? We don't have one planned at this time. We have a winter retreat and a fall retreat. October 23rd to I think it's October 30th. And we will also be doing a survey on that about who you guys want to see as your speakers at that retreat. I think we had a meeting last week where I took names from you. And we're going to create a survey. Plus, if you have additional names between now and December 31st, remember you can email me or you can go into the Facebook group, The Greater Joining. You could also just type a name in now since we're here. And I'll add it to the list. Anything else? If not, I might take a half an hour break before I come back. Yeah, The Greater Joining is a Facebook group. Thank you, Lynn. I come back in half an hour to do the contemplation, but I have a recording to save, and as you guys know, I haven't eaten yet, and it looks like we're slowing down here. So I think I might go and take a little bit of a break, get my 7 steps recording saved, get some food in my mouth. Best meeting ever, Sonia says. Okay, good. All right, so I'm going to leave. I'll be back in half an hour. But again, if you guys have any ideas about this remodeling, anything at all, at any time, just email me, okay? Just because it didn't show up during this hour and a half doesn't mean it can't be mentioned, okay? And it's been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the interactivity here. This is what we want, is more of this type of interactivity on purpose. So hopefully, you know, 6 months from now, we'll be having lots of fun together right here in the sanctuary, all right? Thank you guys for coming. I really appreciate it. And bye.